Hey, everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode 70 for ShouldIDrinkThat.com.
Or even if it's crap.
Virgil drinks it, so you don't have to.
Welcome to the Big Tap-In.
We are
2011.
Big Tap-In, Borden, Ohio, 2011. I'm excited to be here, Spoon.
Oh, man, what a day this is going to be. Just sitting here at the front of Brewer's Alley, looking at all these delicious beverages we're going to be able to drink today.
Did you just say you're looking at the beverages?
Well, I'm sitting in my chair. I can't go over there and drink them.
Why are you looking at the beverages?
Because I have...
What the hell is wrong with you?
Because they come to us, Virgil. Right now.
Oh, really? You don't even have to get up?
Nope.
I am in the wrong fucking business.
Beer runner.
Shit, yeah. It's called the jug runner, actually.
The jug runner, exactly,
at least
it used
to be before the invention of the beer engine.
Right on, yeah.
I digress.
But this, who's this strange voice we have on our show, dude?
Never heard of him.
We got Virgil here from Main Street Grill and Brewing Company.
Good day. Pleasure to be here.
Awesome, dude. Welcome back, man. We've talked to your ass before.
You
bet. We missed you, man.
Likewise.
Good to see you again, dude.
You keep saying that.
I know. I don't mean it.
I do have to say that your booth is in the perfect spot, because if you look at the eye candy at Thirsty Dog and Willoughby that's on both sides of you, dude,
that is
the primo location tonight.
I happen to notice. Yeah, it's a pretty good view. Bonus.
Hey, dude, I was actually kind of surprised to notice. I didn't see any Magic Hat booty over there like they usually do.
Give them time. It's early.
Yeah, right on, dude. Yeah, right on.
And, you know, I don't know about you all, but I'm not wearing the beer goggles yet. So, you know, a few more hours, they might look a whole lot better.
I was wearing
them.
Did
I say that out loud? That was unprofessional.
I was wearing them proudly last night.
Very proud of you.
Oh, yeah,
very proud,
dude,
of you. You know, we got up this morning, and my wife came downstairs and poured a cup of coffee and went, "Damn, I think I might still be drunk."
That's awesome.
I'm pretty sure I got sober before I got in the car to go from Western Pennsylvania to Boardman, I think.
Hey, you're here.
I made it.
It works.
We didn't get arrested, so
yeah, right on,
it's all
dude.
Good.
So, dude, you want to tell the folks a little bit about what you do and where at?
Hells yeah. I work my ass off. No. I am the director of brewery operations at the Main Street Grill and Brewing Company in Garrettsville, Ohio. About 40 minutes, let's see, we're going to be like northish of here.
Yeah, yeah.
Outside of Lordstown.
Yeah, exactly. It's a nice little town. I've been there myself. I love it. Can't wait to go back, actually. Just got to find the time, man. That's what sucks.
It happens. Yeah, you know, unfortunately, you know, you have that, like, thing called, you know, where you go when you do work and stuff.
Yeah.
And you get a paycheck. Oh, and
remember that last time I was out to see you? I was laid off.
No kidding. I wondered about that.
Yeah.
And it was a Saturday, of course.
Exactly.
What
right.
are you going to do?
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, we, you know, full restaurant, full bar. We got a full menu. We've got 8 beers on tap that are brewed on premises by yours truly.
Yeah.
And,
good beers, too, man. Great place.
Thank you.
It's a
thank
beautiful
you.
Place as well, man.
It is a cool place.
It's like an
actually.
Old mill, right?
Right. It's an old grist mill. Was built in 1804. And the interesting little bit of history, was founded by a man named John Garrett, who built the grist mill.
Mm-hmm.
And in during that time, mills were designed to pretty much serve the community in which they were built.
Sure.
Now, Garrett's mill was built to serve the surrounding communities. So people literally flocked from all of the surrounding areas
nice.
To Garrett's mill.
Right,
and
right.
the town basically sprung up around
yeah,
the facility that we're in right now.
When I was there for the first time, I know it's a really small, tiny little community.
Really.
That makes sense now that you say
is.
That.
It definitely
it was
is.
All based around that mill
right.
at one point in time.
And our goal right now as a restaurant and brewery is to make the establishment a focal point once again. And
it is. It's a great place.
Thank you. Thank
I
you.
Love
we're,
it.
We're moving in the right direction. Baby steps every day. We've recently won 6 bronze medals at the World Beer Championships.
Yeah, congrats on that, bud.
Between December and February.
Mm-hmm.
Brought in 6 bronze.
Awesome, man.
So we're pouring 2 of those medal winners today. We've got our 35 Extra Stout, which is basically an American oatmeal stout named mm-hmm. after the great 1935 Garrettsville train robbery. One of the last recorded train robberies in American history. Huh. And we also have our Black Watch Ale.
That's what we have in our hands now, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What do you have on cask today?
On cask, we have
the VIP section.
It's called Ale of Avalon. It's essentially an English brown that was aged in and served from an Irish whiskey barrel.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I tried that earlier. Amazing beer, dude.
Thank you.
Kind of made me want to get one of them barrels for myself at home.
Beauty.
You know?
They make 2 gallon barrels. And
yeah, exactly.
Actually, there's
yeah.
I believe there's a 2 liter barrel as well. But you
I
know
think
what?
You've buy, convinced me.
For the price, buy the 5 gallon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not too much of a price difference.
The smaller
there.
The barrel, the more you're going to pay for it. So.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's cool because, you know, I can put 5 gallons in that barrel today and serve it tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
You don't need to wait 3 months because you've got, you know, less of a surface area that you have to worry about.
This one you had here, it was in there, what, 24 hours or less than 24
Not
hours?
Not even.
I think? Yeah.
Not even. I filled it at about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
It's amazing, dude.
Thank you.
Really good, dude.
Thank you.
So,
Avalon also got a bronze.
Oh, nice. Dude, congrats on all that, brother.
Thank
so,
you.
What are we drinking now, bud?
You got Black Watch.
Black Watch, right?
You got Black Watch. Black Watch, named after the Royal Highland Regiment, known as the Black Watchmen. Unlike the Highland styles that are thick and malty and caramelly and rather dark, you'll notice this is kind of a copper color. So the name kind of messes with people's heads. They look at it and go, what the fuck is this? I thought it was black. You've got to read the fine print. This is a Lowland style. This was actually developed in the lowlands of Scotland, dating back to somewhere around 2000 BC.
It's really nice.
Prior to the advent of hops, they used heather and sweet gale as bittering agents.
Right on, man, yeah. I like it. I like it a lot.
Thank you.
What's the ABV on this, man?
What's that?
What's the ABV on this?
Oh, hell, you would ask me that. I want to say somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 and change, pushing 8.
Okay.
Let's call it 7-9. I don't know. I got it written down somewhere, man.
That's actually pretty respectable because you don't get any of that alcohol taste in it if it's
no,
7
not at
to
all.
9 at all.
And
man.
I will say that this beer is dangerously drinkable.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah,
You really don't want to consume it in large qualities. Large quantities.
He already has. So he can't even talk.
Maybe a little bit. It's called quality assurance.
Right,
I need to be sure that the product is fit to serve. Or I'm just still drunk from, like, 12 hours ago.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. So what do you have in your hand? You're drinking something different.
I've got some Avalon.
I got the Avalon still. Yeah. Nice.
I told my friend Pam to surprise me, and she brought me my own beer. And that's cool. I can respect that. So.
Nice, dude. So, Spoon.
Hi, I'm back.
He's back.
Damn time.
I was busy chatting.
He was pimping, man. He was pimping.
I was pimping the show and our brand new swanky business cards.
Yeah, I love those,
with the QR codes. And the one lady actually said, my phone doesn't actually work with the QR thing. So I had to show her how to use it. She's like, oh, well, that was easy.
Yeah.
Now you know how to do it.
Oh. So Spoon, what do you think of this one? I know you tried it earlier, but your taste buds were jacked up.
My palate is now returned after having our special treat for today, which we'll talk about in a second.
Yeah.
I like it. You know what? This, no offense to lawnmower beers, because I know when people hear that, but, dude, I'm going to do it right. This is what I'm drinking. It's nice, light, and refreshing.
We were just talking about this. 7 to 9% around there.
Well, I'm going to do designs in my lawn now. It's going to look like freaking PNC Park.
It definitely will.
That's awesome, dude.
Now, I will give you a fair warning. Getting drunk on Black Watch is much like getting drunk on wine.
Oh.
It's a great one hell of a happy fucking buzz, but man, you're going to pay for it tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Well, you know,
I'm just saying.
I'm already going that route anyway, so why not,
dude? My family's been
out
of town for a few days, and I chugged a ball of wine the other night. And let me tell you, yesterday was rough, but I had to get ready because I haven't been seasoned enough since we had the kid.
Been out of the loop a bit. But
I had to get back in the game, go in feet first. Because I'm not going in head first.
You got
it. I will say, though, Spoon, you did me proud last night at the pre-party.
I drink a lot.
I was proud of you, man. You were stumbling and shit. It was so good.
You got to condition the liver.
I cried a little.
But we were able to get pizza, though. That is the best thing.
Indeed.
I got delicious pizza from Papa John's.
And, you know, I would like to give a shout-out to the Red Roof Inn and the fine folks that work there. We come in half-kicked in the ass last night.
Salud.
And we were like, we're hungry. The lovely lady behind the counter actually called the takeout place for us, ordered what we asked for, and had it sent to our room.
Good to know, because we'll be crashing there tonight because I decided that, I don't feel like driving.
Yeah.
And, you know, I seem to remember...
Well, they're sold out, dude.
I seem to remember nearly 4 years ago, the first beer fest that the Main Street Grill and Brewing Company ever attended.
I think I know what's coming.
In Erie, PA. somebody somewhere along the road.
You know, we can blame Matt for that, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I discussed this with Matt just the other day, and he has no recollection of doing any of this.
Oh, he's so full of
shit.
So he
says, of course he's full of shit.
He's full
of
it.
Matt, anyway, if you're listening to this, we're coming for you.
We were given a heads up that, you know, some guys were going to storm our room at like 2 in the morning, right? And apparently...
I wonder who that could have been.
One of our fellow brewers went around telling everyone that, you know, we need to get together and storm the room of the new guys because, you know, we'd been brewing beer for like, what, 6 weeks or some crazy shit?
Right.
Had no idea what the hell we were doing, but we did it anyway, and people liked our beer. So, anyway... figures the only two jagoffs out of a couple of hundred that would show up at 2:30 in the morning would be these two mothers banging on the door at about 2:45. We did have a half barrel on ice in the tub, and we drank some beer. And,
beer all over the bathroom floor,
yeah,
I remember.
You know, I don't remember much of what happened after that.
The carpet was soaked with beer outside the bathroom door, too. It was awesome.
It wasn't my idea. That's all I can say. Like,
that was the best bottle of water I ever had.
Yeah.
Let's see. We had Reuben's for lunch yesterday. We had buffalo chicken last night, and we had pickled eggs for breakfast.
They're gonna be crop dusting people here at the brewery, dude.
No.
Be like
no. It's gonna take a while to kick in. So you know, paybacks are a bitch. So that's all I have to say about that.
Well, cheers, man.
Salud.
Good to see you again.
No, I already slammed mine. It's
that's all right.
I'm thirsty.
Yeah, me too, bro. Alright, so
that's Lebanese sugar and some shy spirits we're drinking.
Yeah, that too. Far from Nugan.
Did you just say far from Nugan?
Yeah, I did.
I don't even know what to do with that.
That's what I thought you said. What?
So I said far from puking?
You better be far from
puking.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
waste
that.
And I would like to let you two know that we did bring along a little bit extra Ale of Avalon. And I should probably share at the risk of, like, you know, being sued for, like, copyright infringement and whatnot. But I'm going to give props to Iron Maiden. And, you know, I don't know if y'all have heard the new album. Well, it's not so new. It
the
came
2010
out, like, last year.
Yeah.
But great show, great concert, great album. I'm still recovering. But there was some inspiration from Iron Maiden in developing this beer. So
nice, dude.
Props to Bruce and the boys.
Naming beers up a metal band to me just rocks. I love it. But all right, dude, the drums are sounding. Let's take a little break here. Let the VIP session start, and we'll be back.
All right.
Beauty,
sweet.
Come see us.
Oh, and thanks, Virgil.
Anytime.
All right, so we're back, man. The VIP session is in full swing. Some great beers here and a great guest, too, man. We got Fred Carr from Hoppin' Frog Brewing. How you doing, man?
Good. How's it going?
Wonderful, man. Wonderful.
Enjoying the day?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fantastic
for a better day.
Day
for a beer fest.
What a great
beautiful
mix of
outside.
Good beers.
Yeah, yeah. So what's your favorite so far that you've tried? Do you have a pick yet? Or?
Wow.
Yeah, I know that was a that was an
butter,
asinine question.
I know
there.
It
right
is,
off
and
the bat.
Peanut butter porter. It's standing out. I'm telling you what.
Who has that?
It's a great combination of flavors. Our friends at Willoughby.
Willoughby, okay.
Oh, we'll have to check them out.
What a great
They're close
porter.
To us, man. We need to go over there.
I complimented them like five times. I'm tasting this going, oh, my God, this beer is so good.
And even on that note, Fred, I compliment you on everything you do.
Thank you, man.
You are one of my top breweries.
Appreciate it.
I love you guys. I mean, you just do some amazing things, man.
We spare no expense. My philosophy is I brew these beers for me, my friends, and my family.
Yeah, dude. Cheers to that, my friend.
Cheers. Kind of like homebrewing. That's what I did when I was homebrewing.
Yep, exactly.
Cheers to you.
Cheers, man.
This beer you have behind you is quite tasty, by the way.
You like that?
Yes.
What do we have from you here? You want to explain to the people exactly what you brought today?
Well, the most bizarre beer is our Hop Damn Triple IPA.
I just had that.
It's only available a couple months.
Your boys brought it over, man.
Kind of like soaking a hop in IPA overnight and then sucking the juices out.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God. Oh, that sounds good. Yeah.
It's funny. My workers laugh at me because most people who come in, they see it and they ask about it and they want to buy it. I try to talk them out of it. Unless they're really crazy beer aficionados, because it really is way over the top. When you say triple IPA, there is no style guidelines.
Oh, yeah, right.
You've got to really deliver with the beer like
yeah,
that.
It's a kind of a bastardized version of an IPA, you know, so. And I think every brewery does it different, too, you know.
This
one
year,
triple IPA is different than another, you know.
I like ours better than last year. And the
oh, really?
The reason why is Summit Hops. I've got tons of Summit Hops at my disposal, and the Hop Game Triple IPA is really benefiting from that.
What did you use before, Fred?
What's that?
What did you use before the Summit?
We use some hop, some Summit, and in fact, I'm using all the same hops, but the Summit now has increased and is now the dominant hop. Last year, the dominant hop was Cascade.
Oh, I see.
Because it's a great one to lean on.
Oh, sure.
And I had Columbus and Summit, which are both of the highest alpha acids that we stock at the brewery, Columbus
nice.
And Summit.
Yeah.
Along with Cascade and a little bit of Amarillo last year. This year, though, we have a lot of Summit. I've been really getting more ballsy with the Summit. A lot of people
good
say
man.
Don't use too much because of there's various aspects that people don't like. But I absolutely love the Summit. It dominated my Belgian double IPA last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, early on, it's dominating my Hop Damn Triple IPA. It's a great hop now for me to lean on, even more so than Cascade when I'm making a double or triple IPA.
Awesome, man. Incredible. I'm going to give this a shot, man.
Cheers.
Cheers, brother.
And we must drink.
Indeed, we must. Oh, Fred, that's incredible.
Oh, you're just sipping on the barrel aged. That's the cask condition.
The cask condition Morris.
So
yes.
It's very fresh. The hops will stand out more than usual.
That's amazing.
This is fantastic.
This is
amazing.
It's like drinking beer in England. When you get beer in England, it's really fresh. You know, it's naturally carbonated
in
the cask, and that's what this is.
And this is something I'd like to sit in front of a fire with a cigar.
Exactly.
Yeah. Amazing beer.
Thank you very much. We're very proud of our Boris. And it's funny, it's all Brie Smalt, and people would go, no.
No, don't do
because
that.
Because it's thought of to be just a standard malting company.
Sure.
I'll tell you what, they have gone overboard as far as using the higher grade two-row malt to make some of their specialty malt.
Yeah.
And I've got a contract now with them that I just started where they are supplying me two-row black malt, which they make, but they usually don't make it in the form I use it in. Now they're doing that for us in specific for our contract so that we can make more Doris and more Boris.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's fantastic.
With a big backup. Brees knows that we'll be making it all year. You know how much I'm using, and I'm contracted for that now. First time ever. So I'm really excited.
Is the Doris, is that available all year round?
Doris is not, but we're leaning towards doing that.
Thank you.
You know what? That's
I'm just
what
saying.
And I'm saying thank you for the... For the accolades and for people loving it so much.
I pimped the shit out of your Boris and Doris.
Well, you'll see a barrel-aged Doris. You'll probably see a cafe Boris. And in fact, in a couple weeks at the IX Center, we're going to debut it a second time. It's already been registered and paid for the last year. We debuted it once last year, but we thought maybe it's best to wait till we get our extra tanks in because it's going to absorb so much of our manufacturing.
Yeah.
We need more capacity for Cafe Boris.
And you guys just expanded a year ago?
We just bought more fermenters. We'll be able to increase our production by a factor of 3
nice.
In a couple months.
Awesome, man.
And along with that, we're going to make a lot of the Cafe Boris. We'll be making more Doris. Instead of making it as seasonal, you may very well find it available all year in the next year or two.
I really hope
makes
so,
sense.
Man. Yeah.
Boris dominates our sales. It's over 30% of our sales since
really?
We
bought. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And we make almost 20 different types of beer.
Now, are you having trouble keeping up with demand? Are you getting more and more requests for your beers in different areas?
Or? We're growing by a factor of 3 as far as production volume.
Oh, that's good,
man.
We aren't
growing as far as distributors. We're just going to let the flowers that we've planted, shall we say, blossom.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And fill out, shall we say. So in each state that we're in, you'll be able to get more and more Hop and Frog, and you'll have the Doris more readily available, as well as Cafe Boris and other great
right.
stuff.
Yeah, I think we spoke
That's
of this.
Our goal.
I think we spoke of this before last time I talked to you at the first Steel City Big Pour. It's a little harder to get your bigger bottles in PA sometimes.
Yes, it is.
And I know that's a distributorship issue, probably, huh? More than anything. Like a PA laws or
it's
something.
It's everything
maybe?
All together, and yes,
yeah.
It does have a little bit to do with
each one, yeah.
With each segment. As far as 22-ounce bottles go, we don't plan to go away from that in the short term. But if we do another type of bottle size, it won't be 12-ounce, I don't think. It'll either be a smaller or a bigger one than what we do now. But 12-ounce would not be one I would target. I would have to make beers that would sell for less.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Right.
I hesitate to say a whole lot more. But I certainly don't want to change any recipes or plans that I have. And my plans right now are to make bigger, more flavorful beers.
Exactly.
Or ones that are in the realm that I make now. I don't want to just make a pale ale that has some
right.
kind of character.
And that's exactly why you're one of my favorite brewers now.
I want to make a black double IPA and market it in whatever it takes to sell it properly. But for me right now, it's 22-ounce bottles. In the
yeah.
future, it might be something bigger than that or smaller than that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be 12.
Good to know. I mean, so you haven't even thought of like going the canning route at all, huh?
What's that?
You haven't even thought about doing the canning?
I have thought of canning as well. We won't do canning for a couple specific reasons to Hop and Frog.
Yeah.
I've got some pretty tough standards as far as oxygen.
Sure, yeah.
And other things. Cans offer many benefits, but the few disadvantages are going to keep me from going to them right now.
Yeah.
There's
and that,
no need for me.
That's
I've
a,
got a great niche that we've built. I don't
sure.
want to vary much from them.
Yeah.
I want to keep making the really flavorful stuff I've been making.
Exactly. And canning, that's an expensive endeavor as well
it
to
is.
Get into that. So, yeah.
I've got a fraternity brother, though, that works for Ball.
And oh, nice. You got
I've
an in there, man.
I keep telling him, you know, I've got an electrical engineering degree. Why don't you send me one of your little canning systems, and I'll help work out the kinks.
I'll tweak it. Yeah.
He's never going to take
no.
a deal on that. That'd be cool.
That would be cool,
someday, man.
Yeah.
You know, who knows what the future will bring, but the short-term future for us is going to be just making more flavorful, forward beers.
More like more bolder beers with more
yep.
character.
Yep.
Again,
yep.
that's why I love you guys, man.
Well, one thing that we found out, too, is your bottles are perfect for homebrewing.
Yes.
Because
oh my
your
God,
labels
yeah.
come off perfect.
There's a reason for that. My background is homebrewing.
Yeah.
I was a homebrewer for 3 years before I got
So you know what it's like to scrub that shit off of them bottles.
Yep. I'll tell you what, I've soaked many bottles in ammonia. Some of the labels that come off great, some don't.
Yeah.
But ours, you don't even need to soak, you just pull them right off.
Right.
Oh, I stick them to people's t-shirts at the bar.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. We've had people do that. We were over in Belgium, and one of the guys took every label off of the bottles from everyone, and he put it on the inside of his jacket. And he ripped his jacket open, and he had like...
That is awesome.
So cool.
Hell, I
like,
might
oh
do that
God.
Now you gave me that idea. I'll do
I
it.
I got that picture right away.
And if you look at our beer box there, it's covered in your stickers, in your labels.
Yeah, we got you all over the place.
They're all on the front under that bag. Yeah, I got them covered.
You guys are good customers. Thank you.
Is it the Shandy? Is one of your newer ones?
Turbo Shandy.
Turbo Shandy, that's it, thank you.
We released that July of last year. And
doing pretty well?
And it quickly dominated our focus.
Wow.
Not necessarily our sales, but everyone all of a sudden is like, oh my God, this Shandy is so tasty. We found ourselves drinking one every other day.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is so flavorful. We got to make more of this next year. So I plan to make that all summer.
And that was kind of, at least for me, following you guys as long as I have, that was an offbeat thing to do. You
totally.
Know?
It was our most abstract beer today.
Yeah, and I respect that.
Thank
you know,
you.
I'm like, you guys are... Doing what you love to do. And,
took a lot of balls, man.
Yeah.
A lot of people are telling me, oh, don't do it, you know.
Oh, that'll kill the brewery.
Like,
oh,
this tastes so good, though. We had a party the year before. We had our non-flavored version of our raspberry ale at the time. Mm-hmm. My wife said, let's stir country time in it and serve pitchers.
Wow.
We went ballistic because we've always loved to do that at home with whatever
yeah,
lighter
sure.
beer we have. But here we had this, you know, 7% alcohol, non-flavored ale. Just very light and easy drinking, and I always put raspberry juice in it. We'd sell those as a raspberry ale. It was so flavorful. But without that, it was very bland.
Sure.
Shelly goes, let's put country time in it. It was to die for. So now we've actually taken citric acid, real sugar instead of high fructose corn syrup.
Attaboy!
And a lot of lemon juice, and we've made what I think is one of my favorite summer drinks.
Yeah, it's an amazing beer, man.
Thank you.
And like, there's only a few breweries for me. Where there's certain styles I just don't go to a lot. But you and I think the other one for me is Southern Tier. You guys just can't do any wrong in my eyes.
Thank
I mean,
you.
Everything is a home
the
run.
The styles
that
I'm not too fond of, I will drink if they're yours or Southern Tier's, man.
I can't speak for them, but I know from our point of view, I'm making this with the focus. I want to satisfy myself,
sure.
my friends, my
and
family,
and I think that's what you
wife.
Should do.
I've got that in mind, and it's a very highfalutin goal is to try to satisfy your friends and your family and
yep.
yourself. So that's one of the reasons why we did the Shandy. More than anything, I loved it. I
yeah,
really
right,
believe
right.
it. It tasted so good.
You're like, damn,
and
that's a good idea.
yeah. Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Wow, well, that was a great conversation there with Fred.
Again, always amazing. I'm so thrilled when I get to talk to Fred. He's just so damn passionate about what he does, man.
He has go find some more beers.
Yeah, let's go find some more beers. We shall return.
We're back with the final. Actually, we got a couple more surprises for you.
Sweet.
Today we've got a mystery guest.
A mystery guest?
You know why? Because we didn't plan this, and this is what I love about Beer Fest.
It's
when
such
people
a mystery.
Find out.
I don't even know who the hell Mike is.
I'm from Marietta Brewing Company in Ohio.
Indeed.
Southeast Ohio.
Now I know.
And I seen people coming up here and doing this. I was like, I want to do it too. So I asked you, and you were generous enough to say yes.
Dude, that's what we're all about,
absolutely,
man.
So go ahead. We'll give away the surprise. His name's Mike. I think we've had 5 Mikes standing here at one time, and all of them looked at us when we said, okay, Mike, it's your turn.
So that way you never forget. Or what to say. Yeah.
Although I think all of them thought they were with a brewery, though, but you're the only one that is.
I'm the only, well, I don't know, I guess. I'm a brewer.
You got the, you have the shirt on.
Yeah.
He's legit.
He's legit.
Yeah. All we know.
He's legit. Well,
so go ahead, tell us about
we're here at the big tap-in, of course.
Hell yeah, brother.
We brought the Brick Street Red Ale that we make and Pawpaw Wheat that we make. The Pawpaw Wheat is a very unique beer. We're the only ones in Ohio that make that beer.
Nice.
And nothing that we've seen at the Big Tap-In has touched it. There's a lot of great beers here, a lot of different styles, a lot of great people that make beer, and that's great. But our Pawpaw Wheat kind of changes things. If you're not familiar, a pawpaw is a fruit. It's indigenous to southeastern Ohio. It tastes between a mango and a banana. And it has more vitamin C than an orange. So if you drink a pint of orange juice and a pint of pawpaw wheat, my beer, that's a breakfast of champions, and you're going to be drinking the pawpaw wheat.
You're a healthy son of a bitch.
That's right. You're going to be drinking pawpaw wheat. You're going to be Michael Jordan jumping up and down all day long. But anyway, it's been a big buzz around here. It's been great. People been
good reception from that,
it.
Man.
Yeah.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, they've been saying, hey, somebody over there told me about the pawpaw wheat, and I'm like, hell yeah.
It's just fun to say.
Pawpaw wheat.
Sort of,
because when we make it about 2-3 times a year, and in Marietta, everyone in the local area calls it pawpaw.
Pow-pow.
Honestly,
I call it the same, man.
It's 9.1% alcohol.
That's a pow-pow.
That is a pow-pow. And when the ladies drink it, it is a pow-pow.
When the ladies drink it, it's date rape.
Well, we don't like to call it that, but we're not involved
in that.
The views
and opinions of Sick Puppy are not necessarily represented by this brewery.
That's right, yeah. Well, there's a warning label out there with captions somewhere. I don't
nice
know where
dude,
it's at.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I just make it. Whatever you do with it is up to you. But anyway, but it was a great time here. We had fun.
A blast,
I appreciate you guys, you know, taking me on. And
so how did everything else go? I'm looking at the beer list here. I want to make sure we got all your beers in. You had the Scotch Ale for the VIPs. And then the Brick Street Red Ale.
Right.
How was the reception for
that? We were unable to bring the McLaren Scotch Ale. We were disappointed. Just kind of got busy at our brew pub. The Brick Street Red Ale, it's been over well, you know, pretty good. It's got a nice caramel sweetness to it. It's like an Americanized Irish Red Ale.
Oh,
so
nice, dude.
It kind of meshes in between that. But it's been pretty popular, but Pawpaw Wheat is not, you know, it's by far number one for the beers that we brought.
That's awesome. I'm not a huge fan of wheat beers, and our fans know
I'm
that
not either.
For me. But when you, like, step it up a notch like that, I tend to like those way better.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think we got
somebody broke some
for everyone
shit.
Out there, that was a broken glass.
You guys have anything new coming up that you want to announce right now?
We do have a lemongrass ale fermenting right now.
Nice, man.
So we use real lemongrass. So I tasted it the other day. It's got a nice citrus lemon flavor, not too strong, but a nice grassy kind of earthy aftertaste.
Nice, man. Yeah.
So we got that going, and we've been having a lot of requests for stout. I made a good stout over the winter, and people are like, well, bring it back. And I'm like, all right, whatever.
All right.
Yeah, fine. I'm like, your people are awesome that request that because I drink any kind of beer all year long. I don't care.
Oh, yeah,
like
me too,
most
man.
Most people don't drink dark beers.
I'll drink a motor oil stout in the middle of summer after mowing the lawn. I don't care.
Heck yeah, bring it.
Love it, dude.
Yeah,
love it.
Pour it in a glass and I'll drink it.
Exactly. Exactly. Let our fans know where they can reach you at. You got a web address? And
our website's www.mbc.com.
Thank you for abbreviating that.
You can Facebook us. Facebook page is always up. We're actually a brew pub and a full-fledged restaurant. We have live entertainment Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Nice, man.
So, and it's always updated. And I'm going to hurry up and quit talking because here come the bagpiper.
Here come the bagpipers.
Here come the noise.
I see Mel Gibson.
Let's take a moment for the bagpipers.
Oh, dude, did you see that dude walking around here? We saw him last night. The guy looks like fucking Meatloaf. No shit. It freaked me out. All right, man. Hey, this is Sick Bubby, and we are back, man. Beer Fest is going good, and the VIP session's about over. Got about a half an hour break, and some asshole's giving me the finger right now. What's up, brother? Hey, lean over, say hello to the people, man. This is the beer god.
This is the beer god. What's up, my folks?
Love you, brother. You the shit.
Love you, baby.
Damn interruptions.
Yeah, I know.
God damn it. I hate fans. No, wait.
Nothing worse.
I take that back.
Damn beer snobs.
I'm the beer god.
Oh,
sorry. I'm
sorry.
The snob. I'm the beer god.
I'd argue with him that, but look at him. He kicked my ass.
I don't accept the beer. It's no good. I'm the beer god.
You try this yet? I think you were by. Yeah.
Can it.
Yeah.
All right,
that's
the beer god
change.
Let's see, 7.2. Nice,
nice. That's a hoppy, lovely mess, my friend.
Our double ESP.
Aggressively hopped.
Yeah.
I think I might like this.
He's on the radio twice
today. Nice nose.
Oh. Huh? What does the beer god think?
The beer god says, drink it.
Beer God approves. That's all you need to know. Show's over.
Fine.
We're done.
Big feet of Beer God says drink it.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's nice, man. Yeah.
Seriously, man. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about your beers, man.
We're a Tallgrass Brewing Company. We're out of Manhattan, Kansas. We're here at the
Manhattan, Kansas.
Manhattan, Kansas. About right. A little in the set, almost in the center of Kansas.
You're in beer tornado land.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, literally, if a tornado swept through Kansas and hit our brewery, there'd be fermenters flying in the air. It'd be a dangerous situation.
Well, hopefully one of them lands in PA in my yard. That'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Hey, be
so, what's your name, buddy?
Corey
Introduce
McGinnis.
Yourself.
Yeah.
And you're the brewer, right?
Yes, I'm one of the brewers there, one of the three brewers that worked there. I started working there about 2 months ago.
Nice, man.
Moved out from Oregon, actually.
Wow,
yeah,
dude.
So big change, but it's been
You left
great.
Beer land to go to Kansas.
Yeah, it's
impressive.
It is a big change, but it's been nice. Yeah,
awesome, dude. So what's your background in brewing?
I started homebrewing when I was 18 years old. I was in college.
Wait, aren't you still 18?
Yeah, well, 18, a little
Sorry,
underage.
Sorry, dude. You're a young man, dude, and you're a brewer. That's
I'm
impressive.
I'm 22 right now.
I love that.
Yeah, I started homebrewing.
I'm impressed and jealous.
Yeah, I started interning at a, right when I turned 21, I started interning at a 10 Barrel Brewing out in Bend.
Oh, Oregon. Yeah.
Yeah, great, great guys, great bunch of guys out there, great beer. Then about a year later, I went to started attending Siebel Institute of Brewing Technology
very
in
nice.
Chicago.
Yeah,
got done with that back in December of last year, and then saw a post on Pro Brewer, and you know what do you know? Now I'm out here in Kansas,
sweet,
in Ohio.
Dude.
Yeah, it's been great.
So you guys traveled a long way to be at this beer fest, huh?
Yeah. It was a 16-hour drive out here.
Worth it though, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
I love this.
Yeah.
One of my
it's
favorite beer fests I've
I
ever
mean,
been to, man.
You know, I take a little break here and there and I drink everything that I can't get back in Kansas. So,
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. What's the beer scene like in Kansas as a whole?
It's pretty dismal.
Is it?
Honestly,
is it?
Honestly, yeah. Like, I mean, it kind of saddens me because Manhattan is a big college town for Kansas State.
Ah, yeah.
So you get a lot of people who are like, Tallgrass. Oh yeah, I've heard of you guys. Never really tried you. I'm like, oh, come on. Oh, like we're in your town. Like you gotta have us.
Right on, dude.
And it's been great. I've been trying to get a lot of people into our beer, and it's helped out. I mean, we've been, don't tell anybody, we've been kicking off Boulevard wheat taps left and right.
You know this is on the internet, right?
Oh shit. Yeah. Yeah.
We may or may not edit that. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, we've been kicking Boulevard Weed Taps off for our new Halcyon Wheat
Beer. Nice, dude.
It's working pretty well. Yeah.
So I'm going to be very honest with your wheat beer because that's not a go-to style of mine. I've been known to not like them in the past. I have that reputation, so.
You know, our
there
wheat
are
beer,
a few I like. But
yeah. Oh, no, that's the thing. Like, our wheat beer, I've been calling it, it's not your girlfriend's wheat beer. It's
nice.
Not, yeah, it's not.
Now
it's
I'm intrigued,
wheat, yeah,
dude.
It's more of a wheat pale ale. I mean, our bill is, we've got two row, our wheat, we've got a Wireman, we've got our wheat malt, wheat pale malt, mm-hmm. and then we have a raw wheat coming out from a farmer in Kansas.
Nice,
that
man.
That's about 40-50% of our malt bill.
Oh, that's cool.
But so it's a,
you guys
it's a
like promote
beer.
Like local?
Yeah, I mean, most of our wheat's local. Most of our malt we get out of from RAR. Up
yeah,
in,
sure.
Yeah, so, yeah. But yeah, our specialty malt's from Reese. So,
for sure, yeah, definitely,
yeah,
man.
That's good stuff.
So let's get to it, man. What do you want to try first?
You got the Oasis.
I got
in
the Oasis
right
in
now.
My hand, dude.
Yeah, I mean, you were telling me you love that beer.
I do, man.
Yeah.
And yeah, I kind of cheated before the interview. We were sampling this. And I also have to point out, you guys do everything in cans, right?
Yeah, we started canning about a year ago. We were in bottles. And
these are pints.
Yeah, they're great. I mean, we have a company out in Colorado that does our cans.
Nice,
and they've
man.
Been fantastic with getting them out. Oh, you know, everything we've got now is totally canned.
That's
it's
awesome,
great.
Man.
Yeah.
The labels are pretty cool, too,
yeah,
and the artwork's awesome.
You know, I'm not sure who does our labels. I'm pretty sure it's a local artist, but whoever does it's awesome.
Yeah, they're great, dude. Job. They're great. Yeah. So let's give this one another shot here, man. Let's do it. Come on, boy, over here drinking right out of the can. Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Man, that's so floral.
No, yeah.
Love it.
Let's see. We've got a Nugget, Amarillo, Northern Brewer, Willamette, and Cascade in there.
Wow.
Yeah. We
that's a nice lineup, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your that actually brings up another question that I was thinking of. How much do you guys brew? What's your capacity?
What's that?
How much do you guys brew? What's your capacity?
Right now we're pretty much at full capacity right now. Our,
how many like barrels do you guys do?
Our brew house is 15 barrels. System.
Okay.
Yeah, we're cranking it out 24 hours.
I bet,
we're
man.
Usually
cranking it.
Yeah, it's been great. God, what are we? Almost about each month in the summer, we're trying to get up to about 1,000 barrels a month.
Wow,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, so we've been killing it. It's been great.
I mean, the math. That's insane.
Yeah, it's been great. We've been expanding a lot. We've got our wheat's our newest one, and we've also got a triple coming out called
nice.
Velvet Rooster. And it's a great beer. I was drinking a couple the other night when I was brewing. I was tying some clamps on, and I stood up too
quick. You
got to
drink and brew, dude.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's what it's all about.
It's the only way it works.
Out with the old, in with the new, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it gets me going. It gets me energized.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
What do you want to try next, man? What's next on the lineup? I know you're short on time.
We tried our stout. Our Buffalo Sweat Stout. It's a great beer.
Well, come on with that name. It's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, these guys got something.
Sorry, pounding on the table, people. There's a barrel being set on my table right now. From the Main Street Brewing guys. Note to self, do not lose the cork. Or the bung. Do not lose the bung. Thanks, brother. This is why we do the show.
Oh, yeah.
We get beer put on our table. It's an amazing thing.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, let's continue with this one. Dangerously dark, authentically awesome. Pour a pint.
It's a fantastic beer. I sent some back home recently, and my dad just poured it the hell out of it. He loves it.
Really?
He loves stouts, but it's
so
a great
I,
beer.
So.
It's a great beer. We add about 55 pounds of lactic each batch that we do. Makes it really nice and creamy. A good sweet stout.
A nice good head on it, too.
Yeah.
Good carbonation.
Yeah. Got some oats in there. We have, black malt is primarily what, you know, our darkening malt right there.
Sure.
Two-row.
It's an amazing aroma.
It's a great beer. Only one hop. I tell it to you, but it's a little bit of a secret. So, yeah.
Tell me off mic, man. So, one hop.
Yep, one hop. We do a 60-minute edition with it and a 5-minute.
Okay,
it.
Cool, man.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
yeah.
And that's basically just to balance it out,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
It works out great. I mean, you know, for a stout, it, for the flavor it gives off, it works out perfectly.
Oh, that's nice,
Isn't
man.
That? Yeah,
oh,
it's a
my
great
God.
Beer. Yeah.
You're right. It's creamy.
Uh-huh. That's yeah, primarily from the lactose.
Oh, man. That's amazing, dude.
Yeah.
Good
the
job.
Lactose.
Are these all your recipes? Or?
No, they're actually, most of them are the owner, Jeff Gill.
Okay, cool.
They're his homebrew recipes that have...
I love to hear that, man.
The stout itself is kind of a bitch to brew because it's the numbers for it are all over the place. Most of them, like the Oasis, is only Caraminic Crystal and Pale, and the Wheat's only, you know, the pale wheat malt.
Sure.
And then raw wheat, and then two row. The sweat is just a bitch. I mean, you've got five different malts, and the weighing those out are just all over the board. Like, it's crazy. But it's a great beer. The thing is, I love it. And so to brew it,
hey, dude,
it's worth it.
Cheers
it
to you.
So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, I'm more geared toward just on personal taste. They're really heavy stouts.
Mm-hmm.
They're like motor oil.
Yeah.
But I tend to get tired of those.
Yeah.
After a while, you just got to take a step back and try a different style of stout,
pretty low
and this
alcohol.
Is what I go to.
Yeah, it's
what is the ABV of that?
It's about, I want to say it's about around 5. Let's see. As a can say.
It's
say,
a decent session.
It's low. It's low, yeah. It's,
and before I forget, what's the Oasis or ABV on that?
The Oasis is around 8 or 9.
That, yeah, boy.
It's,
it's a session
it's
beer.
It's a hefty beer.
There we got a picture taken. Smile. Yeah, no, again, another amazing beer from you guys,
it's,
man. And this is the first time I've ever had your beers. So
really? Yeah.
I love it.
We came out to Ohio. I think we started distributing maybe only a couple weeks
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I mean, I was at Vintage Estates last mm-hmm. night, and I was going through the cooler, and I saw these.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I knew you guys were going to be here today, so I didn't want to, like, sample them early. I wanted that first impression thing on the show. And I tell you what, before I leave, go back home, I'm taking your beers with me.
Yeah.
They're amazing, dude.
I think we've got a Sweat and Oasis and Ale out there. I know we're going to try and get a Wheat and IPA
cool.
out there soon. Yeah.
Speaking of Wheat, you want to crack that one open?
Let's do that one.
Let's do one of my nemesis.
Yeah, the Wheat we started, we were going to can it in 16-ounce, but we wanted it to be more of a summer... refreshing summer beer. So we go, you know, let's do it in 12 ounce. You know, do a 12 ounce six packs. Most of them
it's
right
a
now
shorty.
Are, the 16 ounce cans that we have are in four packs. But our the Wheat itself
six?
Is in a, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a,
how do you pronounce that?
Halcyon.
Halcyon.
Halcyon. Apparently it's something to do with good past days, I believe is what it stands for, the definition.
There's a kite on the label. Halcyon, unfiltered wheat.
It says unfiltered wheat beer, and it is. It's more of a, pale, like I said earlier, it's more of a pale
Yeah, what did you say about not your girlfriend's wheat beer?
Yeah, not your girlfriend's wheat beer. And then the thing is, we've had a lot of guys come over, and they're like, oh, wheat. And I'm like, no, you got to try this beer.
I homebrew myself, so I don't like to bash like styles of beer. That's just, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I respect them. It's just, you know, it's personal taste, you know?
Yeah. No, this is it's a great wheat beer.
I think the one I'm really struggling with now, trying to accept as far as my palate,
mm-hmm.
are the sour ales.
Yeah.
I can't do it, man. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Yeah, the Belgians and the sour are honestly some of my favorites. So.
Really?
Yeah, when I...
I mean, I love Belgian ales to begin with, but the sours again.
Yeah, see, I was pretty stoked that we're next to Jolly Pumpkin. I was like, yes, all right.
Good neighbor to have today.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, we're right behind us is Stone. Right next to us is Hoppin' Frog. We've got...
Oh, I love Fred, man. Yeah, amazing. Did you get a chance to talk to Fred at all?
Yeah, was that the one out of the Birkin that they had?
Yeah, the Boris. Yeah, amazing stuff. Shit, dude. Yeah, I'm going to get sidetracked. Let's do the Halcyon. And our fans know that I'm not the wheat guy. So,
yeah.
Everyone, if I like this, trust me, buy it. It's got that typical wheat aroma, obviously.
Our Whirlpool, we do five man syndrome Whirlpool, we do a addition of Citra, which brings out that really, I love Citra hops.
Really?
It's a really good citrus aroma to it and flavor, yeah.
Oh, see, I like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't, here's what I hate about wheat, I shouldn't say hate, here's what I don't like about wheat beers, is that aftertaste. Yours doesn't have that.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, I hate that finish on the wheat beer. So you're like, ah.
Yeah.
But this, it's non-existent.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a great back-end flavor to this. But it's not that typical wheat.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to describe it. But you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking
about. You know,
about.
It's like sour kind of.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's like a cooling. Ugh, I don't know. Yeah. It drives me nuts. But, dude, I like this.
It's crisp. Really, it's really, really refreshing. It's it's.
And again, that aftertaste is not there.
It's the kind of beer I want to be floating down the river with in the summer.
Indeed,
that's,
man.
That's exactly what I'll be doing with it too. So,
yeah. Dude, I tell you, you brought a lot of beers over here. Not that I'm complaining, but damn, I'm gonna be drunk before the first session starts.
I know. I'm the same way. I mean, when I got here, you know, everyone started sampling. The Stone guys have a Vertical Epic 09. And they started, you know, tasting that, and I was like, oh, shit, it's over. Game over now. Yeah. It's been...
Well, we had that Erie Brewing cask over here earlier. That's 10.1%.
I know.
I was like, take it back over to your booth. Because, A, I'm going to be hammering before the 3 o'clock session or 3:30 one starts.
And the VIP's over, and now the big one's coming. I'm like, oh, God.
And there's way more people at this one than last time,
that's
dude.
Gonna be crazy.
So, yeah, it's going to be nuts.
I don't know if I'll be able to get around everything. But
that's actually going to start soon, dude, so let's barrel through the next two here real quick. Speed sampling. What do you think?
I love it.
Let me chug down this wheat. And I must say, I'm not chugging it because I don't like it, because we do that on the show. If we don't chug it, if we don't like it, we chug it. Nothing's drain-worthy.
I'm glad you like it. Yeah, that's our newest to come on right now. We started just putting that out a couple months ago.
And that just proves right there, I just chugged a wheat beer. Well, a little one, but I would never do that with a normal wheat beer. Because that aftertaste, blah. But I'm impressed, dude. Great wheat beer.
Yeah, I love it.
I only say that about a few breweries. Now you're another one.
Oh,
love
you.
It, man.
Thank you, man.
Kudos to you on that. Let's put these aside. Right. What we got next, bud?
Next up, we have our Tallgrass Ale, which is our brown ale. And personally, it's one of my favorites to brew and one of my favorites to drink.
Really? Why is it your favorite to brew?
The malt bill is great, and the hop bill, I truly adore it. I mean, it's a great beer.
Can you talk about that? What's in it?
Let's see. The thing with the ale, right? The ale, I wish it was more popular because we could brew it more often.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, the ale has crystal. We've got crystal two-row. Chocolate malt.
Nice.
And others. I can't think of off the top of my head. It's been a long time.
I'm a home brewer, man. People are like, what's in that? I forget.
It's a great beer.
Let me check my notes.
Yeah. It's a
nice color, man.
Yeah. Once we can that off our canning line, I'll go back there. If I'm brewing, I'll grab that right off the canning line because it's fresh. It's delicious.
So you guys consider just a regular ale, right? It's not like a brown ale.
It's basically a brown ale. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's always asking because it's a little darker. That's why. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice aroma.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. The reason I like to brew with it is when it comes to to mashing. Mashing in is really easy. Sparging, it's great. Boils quick. It's one of those beers, like, if we're brewing it, I know I'll have a great, relaxing night. It works out really well.
That's good, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that, to me, is a traditional brown ale.
Mm-hmm. It's not as heavy as I would like it to be, but it's still a good beer.
I don't think you should, though. This is my opinion. Mm-hmm. I love it the way it is, man.
Yeah, I think it's great, too.
It's a great little session beer. What's the ABV on that one?
Let's see. It's pretty low, too. I want to say it's around 4.
Four.
It's not that
good
heavy.
Little session beer, man. Yeah,
it is. Nice. Exactly. I mean, it's... And I honestly, I've been trying to push it all day because I think a lot of people, they go for the more intense beers.
They
see an ale and they're like, oh, well, I've
had
that.
They're at a beer fest. They want the hardcore shit.
This is a really good beer.
Yeah.
And I've been pushing it. It's been working well.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
It's like speed dating, man. What's next? Speed drinking.
We've got our IPA.
Oh, we got to talk about this, too, when we're all done, man.
That's right. You want to do the IPA first? You want to talk about these guys? IPA? IPA, nothing.
I'm like pointing.
All right, IPA, it's nothing too special. Still a really great beer.
So how would you compare your IPA to the Oasis?
The Oasis is more of a double ESB.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's got Carrot Munich.
Oh. All right. Second session's about to start, man. So, what the hell's the deal with the elephant on the label,
you know,
by the
honestly,
way?
I have no idea.
Here, drink out of that.
Yeah.
Cheers, man. Now, what's the bill in this one as far as the hops and the malt?
The IPA has more Vienna, Victory, Turo, keeping it light.
Sure.
But still a really great IPA.
Nice. Again, nice hoppy aroma.
Yeah.
Love
it. It's great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the back end of that's beautiful, man.
Yeah, it's real refreshing. It's not, you know...
Oh, shit. Here comes the cattle.
Here comes everybody.
Damn.
A lot of people. It's
great. But, hey, dude. Great beers all around.
Thank you.
Even your damn wheat beer is good.
Yeah. Man.
Well, coming from me, that means a lot.
That's good to know. That's good enough. Hey, I respect that.
Dude, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I know you
got to
go, man. The session's starting now, so.
Hey, maybe I'll come back. I'll talk about these guys.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about that real quick?
Yeah,
just
real
quick. Yeah.
All right, we have for our six-packs.
Yeah, we're talking about the six-pack holders.
We have their holders. You know, you have your typical soda can holders.
Yeah,
you know,
the seagull killers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, they're killing birds left and right. These are out of recycled milk cartons. They kind of click right on the top. There's no holes.
Yeah, that's cool as shit, man.
And it's got a little finger holder in there, too, so you can take them anywhere.
I think what I like about those, if I bought a four-pack of your beers, I could reuse that.
Exactly. That's the whole idea.
I could take four beers from my buddy's house, any beers in them, or yours.
With all of them, it's the whole idea is kind of be more environmentally friendly.
Yeah, and that's a great idea. I mean, people know me. I mean, I'm Sick Puppy on the show, and I'm not the most environmentally friendly bastard on the planet. I'm telling you that. Yeah, but that's a great idea, dude.
So.
I love that.
Yeah,
very good. But anyway, dude, I mean, there's people everywhere now.
I'm rushing to get back to my
booth anyway.
Yeah,
go pimp your beer.
Thank you guys so much.
Pleasure, dude. Yeah,
you. I'll leave these with you. You can keep sipping on.
Are you sure?
No.
I don't really want them. I mean, all right.
Well,
twist my arm, man. All right. We'll keep them. Damn you.
Thanks.
See you, brother. Take it easy, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the final brewer of the evening.
Yeah, final interview. And this one's special because we kind of dissed them last year.
I don't know. I mean, you know, we just
nothing personal. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I said later, and then like later never came.
But I do thank you for this fine Maybach glass you gave me last year that I have with me right now.
I mean, hey, that's nice to see that, you know, some of that schwang fucking sticks. You know?
Yeah. We gave away a lot of shit tonight. I kept this.
Well, all right. That's all right. Like, everybody, we tapped the barrel this year. Like, everybody's scared to drink this little guy.
Before we even get to that, tell the people who you are and who you're with and what you do, man.
I probably ought to start with that. Pimp
it up.
Chris Altmont with Gordon Biersch Brewery Restaurant, Columbus, Ohio. There you go.
Yeah. What'd you bring with you today, man?
We got our Hefeweizen, Märzen, Schwarzbier, and a Maibach.
The Maibach.
We got the Maibach in front of us
is
right now.
Is that what we're drinking now?
That's it. That is it.
Well, cheers, man.
Yeah,
let's
pros.
Let's do this.
Oh, see, I just drank one. Give me some of that.
Yeah, help
I got the big glass.
So, hey, if anybody doesn't know about Gordon Biersch, you know, we do this, like, German lager thing.
Right on, man.
Pretty much trying to stick with very traditional German styles of beer. You know, we liven it up for us a little while every once in a while with an ale. But it's still always German styles. So, you know, we got Kolsch coming out. We do Hefeweizen year-round. But, you know, pretty much we're like a museum of brewing, baby.
Yeah, right on,
German
man.
German styles.
You got to do the historical German style.
Yeah,
man.
I mean,
that's
you
great.
Guys are out of Pittsburgh. You know the Hopper House. I mean... Our food side got nothing to do with Hopper House, but
right.
German, you know, very, very familiar styles of German beer.
Yeah, right on. What's your most popular style? You...
Märzen's our big one.
Is
know,
it?
Traditional Oktoberfest. It's, that's the bulk of our production, really.
Nice. So, I mean, you know, there was rumors at first, but now it's actually happened. The merger.
Yeah, we...
How's that going? I mean, that was with rock bottom, right?
It's really no... Yeah, it was kind of a really big deal, I mean, with a lot of different brands, I guess, but more or less it's rock bottom. We formed this new company called Craftworks, and it's a parent company now of Gordon Biersch, Rock Bottom.
Yeah.
Cleveland, you know, like Chop Houses... Boulder Beer is actually one of our brands now.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Kind of a real conglomerate of different breweries. Yeah.
Right, yeah, nice, man. Any, like, big changes or...
Nothing yet.
They're kind of leaving you guys as is?
Right now, everybody in all the different stores is kind of trying to figure out what the hell it means to them.
Yeah, right, so you're basically keeping all the brands.
Yeah, right now, everybody's still doing the thing.
Nice, man.
Lager Beers. Rock Bottom does, you know, funky little ales.
Right on.
Everybody kind of has their own thing. There's been some marginal changes here and there. The menus kind of maybe coming a little bit in line.
Yeah.
Overall, there's going to be, you know, maybe Rock Bottom's kind of, I think, going through a little bit of the way of growing pains right now because they're kind of standardizing some of the beers. I think a lot of the brewers are kind of a little pissed about that right now.
Really?
You know, I think as a company, really big on consistency.
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With a lot of different locations, I think they place a premium on beers tasting more or less the same across the country.
Yeah, I mean that's part of your brand is to make that good style
the way it should be done,
right?
I think sometimes it feels like a little Achilles heel, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, that's kind of liven things up a little bit, but I think what we do, I don't think there's too many people that do better.
Yeah, right on, dude. Well, cheers to that, dude.
Yeah, bro.
I'm damn glad to have you on the show finally,
again,
man.
Where are you from, sir?
Columbus, Columbus.
Okay.
So, just having fun out here in Youngstown.
Hell yeah. Boardman, yeah. Not quite Youngstown.
Yeah.
That means bad things to some people.
I don't know, man. But it's good times out here.
Yeah, and you're bored. We're like, Youngstown's over there.
So my distributor, we shout out to Superior Beverage. They kind of like, hey, come up to Boardman for this festival. I'm like,
what? Boardman? What?
The hell are you talking about?
Seriously, Boardman?
Yeah.
But honestly, you know, meeting some great people.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Fanatics out here. Vintage Estate. Fucking runs, I mean, you know.
Phil and Sandy, Roger.
Yeah, they're doing great work out here. You know, laying that groundwork. I think.
I guess that guy just wanted a photo op. I didn't know who the hell that was.
I don't know what his deal is. You know, I think in years from now, they're going to look back and they're say, I don't know, 2011 is the year craft went mainstream or something like that.
But I can remember.
I think it's just, even, you know, places like this, just these pockets is just. Complete support for craft beer.
I think
we do.
It's exploded in a good way. Because I can remember in Pittsburgh, back in the 90s, there were, like in the Strip District, we had like three or four brew pubs. They all failed miserably.
It feels a lot the same way. I think
they were ahead of their time, you know?
That wasn't there in that mid-90s right. Boom.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think people that are opening now or that are already open, you know, the commitment to quality.
So I think that's the difference. Back in the 90s, I think people were thinking, oh, I can open up a brew pub and make money.
Yeah,
they didn't give a shit about the beer.
Who didn't get them care? I mean, didn't care at all about the beer. He was right. Like, hey, we can make some money. We'll call ourselves a brew pub.
Yeah, this is a cool thing. Let's make some cash.
Any monkey can make some beer for me.
Not true. Not true at all.
Those are long gone days.
Yeah, oh yeah,
thank
dude.
Thank God. Thank God for that.
Exactly. Cheers to that, brother.
Hell yeah.
Indeed. Hey, Spoon, let's wrap this puppy up, man.
Well, I finally got my seat back. I have no idea why.
Hey, dude, I think I got one of the photo op.
Yeah. Well, he came over here. And he had, dude, have a great time. Yeah, that's
dude,
who
cheers,
shows up
brother.
And he had a vendor thing on, and I'm looking. I'm like, I know just about every vendor here. I don't know you. He's like, oh, he goes, can I say something? I'm like, oh yeah, thinking maybe he's a beer rep. He just sat here.
Yeah, and his buddy took a picture of it, and then he left. Spoon, what the
hell? What an incredible day!
Oh, awesome, man!
Absolutely busy here.
We have the beer god towering over us right now,
and the beer goddess.
And the beer goddess. There you go.
I'm sorry, and his wife. That's
it,
mistress?
I didn't hear that.
That didn't go over the line, did it?
No. We'll beep it.
Dude, this show always goes over the line. That's what I strive for.
The beer god and the beer goddess says this was a wonderful time. Peace!
Good to see you guys again.
We'll see you guys.
We'll see you at the BE after this, right?
What an incredible day.
I can't get enough of that dude. Love him.
He's
our stalker.
He's, you know what, he's our number one fan.
Yeah, indeed.
He has to be.
Yeah, fucking hot. But so, dude, how can you top this year over last
know.
Year?
It
gets better
fantastic.
And better and better.
There was more breweries, there was more people, it was sold out.
More people here. The people get better. I mean, look at all the people that came up to us tonight. Amazing. I'm just sad that we couldn't put them all on the show.
I know, there's a lot of great stuff. Hey,
we only got an hour show here, so, you know.
The other thing I want to mention.
What you talking about with
us? Is the fact that, all right, so we've been drinking a lot of beer here, but there's also a lot of food.
Oh, yeah, definitely a lot of food.
There's
something I want to pimp, and I think you're going there, the hot sauces, man.
Yeah, there's two things that we would definitely want to talk about. We were slammed all day. They were slammed, so we couldn't get them on the air, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But we want you guys to check out two things, and they're both uncles.
Yeah, they are both uncles.
The first one is Uncle Phil's, who makes... www.UnclePhil'sHotSauce.com. Wow, that habanero sauce. Dude, I'm going to have...
Well, I have to say this. This may be a dickhead moment, but we had three of their sauces, tried one of them, and the other two got stolen today by some asswipe at a beer fest.
I know, but we did get to have the habanero sauce.
Yeah, which is amazing, dude. I love that,
that
one.
That was very good. And then the other one is that we had last year, Uncle Jim's pepper mustard.
Yeah, Uncle Jim's. They talked to us
last year. Pepper mustard.
And, dude, I love them because...
It's so good.
The last 2 years, they've brought food and their sauce to our table without us even asking.
Right.
Amazing people.
We'll have links to their websites and a bunch of their information. Go to our Facebook page also. It's facebook.com/shouldidrinkthat.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a bunch of our stuff on there from the Beer Fest. Unbelievable time.
Yeah,
I loved it today.
Amazing, amazing Beer Festival, man. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. So we wrapping this up? What are we doing, man?
I think it's
man?
About time we head to the after party.
Yeah. What do we have at the after party, Spoon?
We
got something special.
Because it's Should
if
I
you
Drink
ain't here,
5th
you
anniversary,
suck.
I think we're going to be drinking.
I think I'm being hit on right now.
A very large bottle.
I'm ovulating
of
again.
Arrogant bastard that is 4 years old.
It's room 231.
Or should I drink that?
I just
.com.
Bought these shoes.
This is the most Reverend Father Spoon.
This is a man with a heart on. I mean, this is sick, Bubby.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
Right on, brother. Another beer to... dude, Big Tap and down. Can't wait for 2012.
It's your number two.
It is. We took a number two.
Big Tap in rap. Big Tap in. Okay.
Now keep going, man. That was 7 seconds of coolness.
Oh, are you actually?
Yeah. Testing, testing, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2. Hey, everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
And the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you from Vintage Estate Beer and Wine on a Sunday after the Big Tap in 2011, man.
I'm playing with the chain of our beautiful big-ass beer
empty
that we drank.
Double bastard, man. I'm so glad we did that here.
Well, I'll tell you, it was special. A lot of fun drinking the Double Bastard last night to celebrate your 5 years.
Woo! Woo! 5 years on the interwebs. Thank God we're not doing another Cinco de Mayo show.
It seemed like I saw you in handcuffs last night.
Both of us were in handcuffs last night.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well,
by the way, the look on your face when I came out the door was precious.
Yeah. I was worried about you, man.
Yeah,
I think we have some great pictures of that, too. I'm sure that we can get posted on your website.
Absolutely. I want to see these on our Facebook wall.
Yeah, after I go home and take a nap, I'll get right on that.
Well, guys, it was a fun day, though. Big tap in 2011. Just to sum it up, 76 breweries. We had 200 actual different beers there. We just didn't count.
Under 2,500 people?
2,500 people for the event. And we really didn't have any problems. It was a nice crowd.
No, not at all, man.
You know?
Not at all.
Food was
good. The beer was good. The people were good.
I'm hurting a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
We're a little slow today,
too. The more I try and move around, the worse it gets, I think.
Joints are a little sore.
Did you guys see the guy on stilts?
What?
No.
The stilt show?
How the hell did I miss
that?
Yeah,
we had a guy walking on stilts there yesterday.
How did we miss that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it was while we were playing first aid to the guy that smashed his hand with a glass.
That's why I carry a first aid kit with me to these things.
That was crazy.
Well, we saw the guy, too, with the sequined hat. He had, like, the big pink sequins.
Oh, yeah, and that guy stole an umbrella, by the way, from the Delirium umbrella from the route.
No way.
We're going to track his little ass down.
How could you miss him?
Yeah, I'm like, he was just walking out with a buggy. He had the umbrella in the buggy.
Wow.
That's who you're talking
about. That's ballsy.
Wow. He was about the only person that I'm aware of that actually stole anything. Anyways, that's great time. You know what? It's always fun to have Should I Drink That at Big Tap In, man. It's my pleasure.
Fun to have you host Beer Fest, man.
Yeah, brother.
It's one of my favorites.
Fun time. And I look forward to next year having you guys set up.
Yeah, you want to start pimping that now?
Yeah, let's start pimping it.
April 30th, 2012.
Well, actually, I think it's going to be April 21st, tentatively. So,
that's right.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, mark your calendar. And we'll confirm that at a later date.
So you got anything else going on in the near future you want to pimp out?
Sleep. I'm going to sleep. But actually,
business related. But
at the Vintage, we're going to plan another beer taste, you know, kind of a real specialty taste. So stay tuned for that.
Awesome.
Get into some unique stuff like one style of beer, you know.
Yeah.
We're probably going to do another meat taste. We're going to have beer school. We're trying to put together another beer school too.
Nice.
And we're going to have a Cicerone for that.
So, oh, the one was here for the fest, the same guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was pretty cool.
Yeah. He's a nice guy.
Yeah. But the only thing I could say is stay tuned, vewinebeer.com. Get on our email list, and you'll get the scoop.
And where are you on Twitter?
On Twitter, we're VE Tasting Lounge.
That's
our Twitter name. And my wife is the big Twitter girl.
She's all over
that. She is, man.
That's
social media
one. She's all over the place.
Yeah. So, you know, if you haven't been here to the Vintage Estates, what the hell are you thinking? Get your asses out here.
It's
a great place,
the
great
number
people.
One beer store.
In the world!
We
out.
You have to say it just like that.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're out of here.
Awesome.
Thanks again, Phil.
Let's hit the turnpike.
Thank you.
Later.